Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The third baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Johnny Blanchard. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Catfish Hunter. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Catfish Hunter. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Scourin. Batting sixth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Buzzard. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford strikes out. Blanchard drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Buford out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson takes first base on ball four. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin hits a pop-up towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first, with Hunter covering, for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hunter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hershberger. The throw from Martin and he is out, Buford applying the tag. One out. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews strikes out. Two outs. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The White Sox will come to bat. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Buzzard moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Buzzard moves to third. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hunter fields it and throws to first for the out. Ward moves to second. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard is 0-for-1 in the game. Blanchard hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey juggles the ball. That's an error on Causey. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buzzard bunts in front of the plate. Blanchard fields it and throws to first for the out. Cater moves to second. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a pop-up towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Buzzard. Hershberger moves to second. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Hershberger moves to third. One out. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunter is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hershberger scores. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, 1. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Buzzard. Campaneris moves to second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops it up and throws to first, with Buzzard covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 0-for-2 in the game. Scourin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a line drive towards short. Campaneris reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard is 0 for 2 in the game. Blanchard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blanchard for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rene Lachman now catching. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 2 in the game. Cater takes first base on ball 4. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Buzzard bunts in front of the plate. Lachman fields it and throws to first for the out. Cater moves to second. One out. Don Mossy now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cater scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. John Romano pinch hits for Tommy McCraw. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing center field. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen misplays the ball. That's an error on Hansen. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martin for a passed ball. Reynolds moves to second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 2, White Sox, 2. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Santiago Rosario pinch hits for Don Mossy. Santiago Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Wyatt now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 0 for 3 in the game. Scourin bunts towards the mound. Wyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. Ward moves to second. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Martin is walked intentionally. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cater takes first base on ball 4. Ward moves to third. Martin moves to second. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Campaneris hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Buford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 3 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 3 in the game. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Harrelson moves to second. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman bunts towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Harrelson moves to third. One out. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Locker now pitching. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hershberger takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis pinch hits for Nelson Matthews. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis now playing center field. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Al Weiss pinch runs for Pete Ward. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weiss. The throw from Lachman and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 3 in the game. Skowron hits a line drive towards short. Campaneris reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Martin is walked intentionally. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hansen is walked intentionally. Martin moves to second. Diego Segui now pitching. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Weiss scores. Martin moves to third. Hansen moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Kansas City Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.